Again, from a patient point of view, let's talk about a 55-year-old woman, normal ejection fraction, totally healthy, who's going to receive AC followed by a taxane with trastuzumab. What would you counsel her in terms of the likelihood or the possibility that you're going to have to interrupt therapy, possibility of a serious cardiac event?
In NRDA-31, we interrupt the therapy in about 15% of patients at some time, you know, in the year period because of asymptomatic decreases of ejection fraction. But this was at a time when we didn't know that trastuzumab was so efficacious. And in the trial, we had very strict criteria for stopping trastuzumab. And the more I think about this field, the more I think we should be more liberal related to changes, asymptomatic changes in left ventricular ejection fraction, because really most of these patients improve with time. So as we develop the new trial, we're going to propose to the FDA to be more liberal. Again, the benefit in disease-free survival and overall survival are so large that I think it would be a mistake to hold this therapy because of mild decreases of LVEF.
Patient says to you, what's the chance I'm going to have a serious cardiac event?
It's about 3%. One of the facts that we're finding out is that this 3% appears to be a plateau right now. There are no differences between years 2 and 3 in terms of the incidence of cardiac toxicity. It's specifically actually 3.5% on arm C or the concurrent AC followed by paclitaxel trastuzumab arm of our NRDA-31 trial. So I think most of the events of cardiac toxicity are appearing quite early. But, of course, follow-up will be needed. Another piece of information helpful for clinicians is that the majority of these patients do get better really quickly, even though they may develop cardiac toxicity. So we're paying a lot of attention to it, but we need to put it in perspective also.
What about age?
You know, there were not too many patients older than 60 that were enrolled in the trials. I mentioned before, in some of the trials, there was actually no enrollment of women older than 66 or women older than 70, which really will preclude a better understanding of age as a potential risk. And even in N9831, we had 15% of patients age 60 or older. So age may be a factor, but we really need some more information.